Microsoft has subsidiaries in about 120 countries around the world. We're one of the most global companies on the planet. And if there's one thing we see every day, it's this. The world economy has changed. It used to be that people would move in search of the right jobs. But increasingly, jobs move in search of the right people. If a country wants to create jobs, it has to skill up its people. This was underscored by a recent study at Georgetown University. It showed that in 1973, only 28% of the jobs in the United States required a post-secondary education. But by 2008, that had risen to 59%. And the study estimates that by 2018, a full 63% of all jobs in the United States won't require a post-secondary education. We need to skill up as a nation. And yet we're falling short today. Senator Cornyn, as you mentioned, we have a 9.2% unemployment rate in the country. But in many ways, what is even more interesting is this. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics last month, the unemployment rate for individuals who have only a high school diploma is 10.0%. The unemployment rate for Americans that have a college degree or more is less than half of that. It's 4.4%. So in short, we not only have a jobs problem in this country, we have a skills problem. And the fundamental question for the country is how to address this skills gap. Senator Schumer, I think you put it right on the nose. What we need to do is two things. We need to invest in education, and we need to address immigration. We wholeheartedly agree that our top priority should be education. That's why we as a company and many other companies in our industry are investing our own dollars in helping to improve education in the country. That's why Microsoft alone over the last year has announced new investments on the order of roughly $100 million to support scholarships, to support schools, and to support students. And yet, unfortunately, we also see that while education is a long-term goal, it is also a long-term process. It is going to take a long time to get where we need to go. We need immigration, and we need immigration reform in the interim. Certainly, we as a company see the benefits that come when we can create world-leading R&D centers in the United States, where we employ a large majority of Americans, but bring these leading American employees together with some of the best and brightest talent from the rest of the world as well. As a company, we employ 54,000 people in the United States, and they create jobs not only for themselves, but for others in the economy as well. Last year, the University of Washington estimated that with a 5.81 multiplier effect, the 54,000 employees at Microsoft create 267,000 jobs elsewhere in the U.S. economy. It's the type of thing we can do solely because we can bring people of talent together and enable them to work in one place. If we're going to continue to create these jobs, we need high-skilled immigration reform. And in particular, we think it's important for this reform to focus on three things. First and foremost, addressing the green card backlog that you've heard about this morning. Second, we think it's important to address and modernize, as you've heard, the visa system for students so that they have greater ability and greater incentive to stay in the United States. And third, we need to ensure that our temporary visa programs remain healthy, that we address fraud, that we prevent abuse, but that we also ensure that demand and supply move forward together. Ultimately, we want to create more jobs in this country. Microsoft spends more money on research and development than any other company in the world, $9.6 billion. Today, we spend 83% of that money to create jobs in one country, the United States. We want to continue to create jobs in this country. We need the help of this Congress to do so. Thank you.